Ahana has weathered its fair share of storms, but there's one that's been particularly hard to forget. Ben Clifford takes us back to a wet and blustery Saturday in 1974.
May 25th, 1974. A night still etched in the minds of many Novocastrians.
We went out to the kitchen and were having a cup of tea, and then I walked over to the big picture windows, put my hands on the glass, and the glass was bowing under my hands.
Rain had been battering the Hunter for days. But that night, an intense low pressure system charged up the coast, unleashing cyclonic winds and thumping waves. The storm was so fierce that Norwegian bulk carrier, the Signa, lost control and crashed into the shallow sands of Stockton Beach. As dawn broke, all eyes were on the wreckage.
Now she'll never make Newcastle. She lies, broken-backed, beyond all hope of salvage, a mere 100 yards off the shore.
Meanwhile, in Newcastle, the clean-up was just getting started.
I'd been out with my girlfriend, and on the way home, I drove an old Land Rover at the time.
Clem Doyle was just 21 years old.
Windscreen wipers weren't quite keeping up with the rain, and it was a pretty horrific drive back to where I lived with my parents in Cohiba.
Clem was a member of the Newcastle Civil Defence, or as it would be known today, the SES.
The phone rang, and I got called in to help out. So I got the boots out, the overalls and the helmet, and drove into Newcastle. The wind was still howling, still very heavy rain. There was already reports coming in of people that needed assistance, mostly roofs that had been blown off and windows blown out.
For a young volunteer, it was a lot to handle. Not to mention, the civil defence wasn't so well resourced at the time.
We didn't have a chainsaw, we didn't have vehicles, there was no storage of tarps anywhere. They were all at either Singleton Army Camp or down at Holsworthy Army Camp.
A lack of proper equipment, training and relentless rain made for a dangerous operation.
Remember, these houses actually lost everything off the roof. It was, you know, basically just the ceiling joists, and we'd be walking back across, and at one point I slipped off and went straight down. Of course, it was a little bit painful at the time.
Yet Clem and his team of 9 others spent 3 days cleaning up roads, repairing houses and making sure people were safe.
You know, you remember all the guys and the effort they put in, and I don't think they ever got thanked. So it'd be nice to just say thank you to everybody that put in such a big effort over that time.
That audio is courtesy of NBN News. The 1974 Signa storm caused widespread damage along the Newcastle coastline. Ferocious winds and massive waves led to severe coastal erosion, damaged homes and infrastructure, and disrupted power and communications. The grounding of the MV Signa on Stockton Beach became the most dramatic symbol of the storm's intensity.